Greek composer and politician Mikis Theodorakis died Thursday at age 96. His music for the film Zorba the Greek became a worldwide shorthand for a seize-the-moment kind of joyfulness. As NPR's Anastasia Tsioulkas reports, the composer was a much more complicated person than that music would suggest.
Mikis Theodorakis' most famous song is A Carefree Dance. But his leftist politics and his music went hand in hand, as he told NPR in 1994.
I put one question. For who I compose? My answer is I want to address to all my people. And if I write music for the Greek people, because I'm Greek, I compose for all the people. I write for all the peoples of all the world.
In the 1950s, Theodorakis went to Paris to study and compose. But he eventually decided to embrace the culture of his nation. So he returned to Greece and began writing music inspired by contemporary Greek poets and folk instruments like the bouzouki. For decades, his muse was the singer Maria Faranduri. They met in the early 1960s when she was just 16 and he 2 decades older. But they connected instantly, as she told NPR in 2018.
He asked me, you know that you were born to become a singer for my work, my priestess. And I said, yes, I know.
Not everything came so easily. Theodorakis was imprisoned and tortured multiple times during World War II as a resistance fighter, during the Greek Civil War, and then again when he was internationally famous in the 1960s by a military dictatorship which banned his music. Theodorakis was sent to a prison camp, but he still managed to get tape recordings and sheet music smuggled out. When that regime fell in 1974, he returned to Greece a hero. He wrote songs, symphonies, ballets, and operas, served in parliament, and as a government minister. But by 1994, he told NPR, he felt his countrymen had lost their way.
They cry, the Greeks cry, because we have not an objective today. Yesterday, we have an objective to put off the dictatorship. Today, the objective is to find ourselves.
But many fans felt that Theodorakis had lost his way. He blamed American Jews for the global economic crisis in the 2000s. And in 2011, he publicly declared himself an anti-Semite. All of this despite the fact that he guarded houses where Jews hid from the Nazis and later wrote a song cycle about a concentration camp with lyrics by a survivor. Anastasia Tsioulkas, NPR News, New York.